رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق أجمعين، محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين.
The Ayat prayer, or the prayer of signs, or Salatul Ayat.
Ayat means a sign, which may be sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or sometimes is used as a sign for Holy Prophet, like a miracle. You say ayah for the prophethood, or for the imam, or for the good people. So they say ayah means an important sign, which is unusual. And here, it means Salatul Ayat, means the prayer which is obligatory at time of seeing certain signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are unusual signs in daily life. Issue 274, the ayat prayer becomes wajib by four things. 1 and 2, solar eclipse and lunar eclipse. 3, an earth tremor or earthquake, even if it causes no one to be afraid. 4, thunder, lightning, intense, uncommon winds, cyclones, hurricanes, intense darkness, and things like these that cause fear in most people. And it is not remote that the prayer of ayat is wajib in the case of any of these things occurring, even if not the cause of fear. So Salatul Ayat, it becomes wajib if there is solar eclipse or lunar eclipse. These are two things. And in earthquake, for earthquake it may happen at any time. So for that, because it is unusual sign, and it might be sign of angry of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to sins of the people, that is why the people at such conditions should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more and ask Him for forgiveness. So Salatul Ayat is there. And also in some other phenomena which are unusual, like thunder, heavy lightning, cyclones, hurricanes, etc. In such cases, Salatul Ayat becomes wajib. Now, Salatul Ayat, some of the ulama say, solar and lunar eclipse, that is, whenever the eclipse happens, whether little or complete. But about thunder, lightning, and cyclones, etc., some of the ulama say these are so severe that create fear in heart of the people. The people will feel they are under threat. So at that stage, it becomes wajib. If the people do not feel fear, then it is not wajib. But here, according to Ayatollah Al-Faghani, he said, no, even if the people do not feel fear out of that, probably it is wajib. That is why he used it is not remote, not remote in fiqh, point of view from fiqh, when you use that, even if the people do not feel fear of it, still Salatul Ayat is wajib to be performed. Now, if more than one happening happens, only one Salatul Ayat is sufficient, or more sufficient? Suppose it is hurricanes and earthquakes at the same time, or hurricanes with eclipse. So there's two causes are here. There should be one Salatul Ayat or two. According to Ayatollah Al-Faghani, he said two should be done. Salatul Ayat for one cause.
Now, if this thunder or eclipse happened in one city, is it universal that people of the world all should pray Salatul Ayat, or only people of that city and that area is wajib for them? The answer is only for the people of that city who see that ayah is wajib. I mean, if the eclipse is seen in a certain area, only the people who see the eclipse is wajib for them. If hurricane is in a certain area, only for the people living in that area or adjacent to that area, it is wajib for them, not all over the world. And we come time of the ayat prayer, when we are supposed to pray Salatul Ayat. The time of the ayat prayer during a solar or lunar eclipse is at the moment the sun or moon begins to be eclipsed, until the whole of the disk is once again visible. And ihtiyatan, it is better to commence the prayer before the disk begins to reappear. And if the prayer is performed after the disk begins to reappear, the intention is not one of qada, nor the normal intention of ada. It should be observance of one's duty. Now, if the eclipse starts, at time the eclipse starts and the people see it, then Salatul Ayat becomes wajib. So one should hurry and perform his prayer. But if somebody, due to any reason, delayed his prayer till the eclipse is being complete and the moon or the sun return to normal condition, now here, what is his duty? To pray it as wajib, or to pray it as qada? As ada wajib, or as qada? Well, because the timing of the wajib was at times during the eclipse, and eclipse may last for half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours sometimes, because the wajib time was that, probably now Salatul Ayat becomes qada. Or probably the wajib is to be prayed any time. So that is why he says, according to ihtiyat, if somebody for any reason delayed Salatul Ayat until eclipse is over, then he has the intention of whatever is my duty, whether it is ada or qada, he should have that intention. This is the intention at time of the eclipse. But in the examples of an earthquake, the thunderstorm, severe darkness and such like, the prayer must be performed immediately, and if it is not immediately performed, then one has committed a sin and must immediately perform it later on and until the end of the occurrence. Whenever the prayer is performed, it is done so with the niyat of ada. Because earthquake may happen for seconds and go, then there is no timing for it. You cannot offer a prayer in seconds. And sometimes the heavy lightning will come for seconds and go. And even hurricane, it may come for a short period and go. So it is, here the prayer is not wajib for the time of, like eclipse. But it is wajib for the same time, not for each time. There is difference between the time or just a duty. Now for eclipse, there is time for it. And that time is while the eclipse is there. Otherwise, according to some ulama, it becomes qada if one do not pray it on time. But for earthquake or thunder or other, or storm or some other sign, it becomes wajib for that sign. There is no time. The time, of course, should be offered as soon as possible. That is the wajib. If he delayed it, he made a sin. But he can, if it is delayed for any reason, later on, whenever he offer that prayer, he offer the prayer as ada, not as qada. If time stops after the earth to cry to where he could go, but is in second till end of life. So whenever he offers it, he has to offer it as azab, of course, as soon as possible. If for any reason was delayed at that time, then after 1 hour, 2 hours, 5 hours, next day, but as soon as possible till end of its life, the time will continue, but the niyat is of adha. Yeah, we have to say niyat, yes. Well, in heart, but you should know what you are doing. You should say, I pray Salatul Ayat in heart for eclipse of sun, or for hurricane, or for storm, or for earthquakes. You should know that you are praying Salatul Ayat for what purpose. And then whether it is wajib or it is, ada or it is qada, whether it is on your behalf or on behalf of somebody who is dead. Some of your relatives died and he has Salatul Ayat qada, he did not perform it, and you won't permit Allah Ta'ala to do khairat for him. Then here you have to do niyat of qada of that dead person. So niyat is necessary. But what are you doing? Is it for yourself? Is it for somebody else? Is it for sun? Is it for moon? Is it for hurricane? Is it adha? Is it qada or what? Of course, you don't need to mention it by tongue, but at least you should be aware of your duty. That what are you doing at the moment and for what purpose? So the purpose should be for eclipse or for hurricane, or it is adha or qada, whatever it is. Yeah, now if it is for eclipse, then it is qada, or as you said, ihtiyatan, I prayed on whatever Allah knows is my duty, just to observe my duty, whatever it is.
Anytime,
yeah, anytime. The eclipse is over now. Eclipse is over, finished. But if for hurricane or some other things, then the intention is ada, not qada. I just pray Salatul Ayat for hurricane happened 3 years ago, wajib qadat in Allah
Ta'ala.
Or eclipse happened in him, then it is not ada, not qada. But whatever is my duty, just an observation of my duty. Yeah, the time here means immediately, because that time is too short to finish it. The clerk will come in seconds and we'll go. Well, that is right, as soon as possible, yes. Well, just to protect themselves, I mean, that is something else. You may come to the room and cyclone. Yeah, I mean, it depends. If you are not under a threat, it can be done later on, you know. But as soon as possible, it should be done. One should not delay it intentionally without reason. It should be done as soon as possible. If there is fear of life, that is something else. You know? I mean, even if earthquake is there and somebody fell down or some stone fell on him and he's injured, of course he cannot pray in that condition. So I mean, it should be done as soon as possible. It depends from eclipse. Yeah, but committed a sin, if he can, as we know that al-qudra shart al-taklif, ability is one of the conditions of the duty. If one is unable to do it, there is no duty upon him. So immediately, if he can do it, if he cannot, then it is not wajib upon him if he cannot. Somebody who can do it, he should do it immediately. I don't know if he means little lightning which comes with rain, you know. I'm not sure if that is the thing meant, but if it is too much with what you call the thunder, is the sound in the sky and
lightning.
Yeah, lightning and frightening, all that comes together, which is, I mean, too much, unusual. Some of the people start fear and so on. Probably that is not. Not if there is little light in the sky, then one has to go to Salat al-Ayyan. Yeah, I mean, if that was a heavy storm, yes. I don't remember if it was a heavy storm. A little storm, that is not unusual thing. It's something which is unusual. That is why it is ayah. Otherwise, a storm always an area is a stormy area. But I mean, something which is unusual, and like hurricane comes. That is what is meant. Now, one thing is here, it probably will come myself later on. The ayat prayer, now the form of the prayer, how to pray Salat al-Ayat, from the ayat prayer is of two rak'ats. And in each rak'at, five ruku'ahs. And after standing straight from the fifth ruku', two sajdahs must be performed. And this can be carried out in several ways. Two of which we are relating here. The first way, now first Salat al-Ayat is two rak'at, like morning prayer. But in morning prayer there is only one ruku', two sajdahs. In Salat al-Ayat, in each rak'at, instead of one ruku', there is five ruku'. So total becomes two rak'at with 10 ruku'ahs. In each ruku', all the conditions of ruku', for ruku' of daily prayer, are for ruku' of Salat al-Ayat. I mean the amount of ruku', up to what limit, what is mustahab in ruku', or what is wajib in ruku', is the same for Salat al-Ayat. After each ruku', one has to stand straight again, that is wajib. Then he go back again to ruku' after a certain rukun. So after the fifth ruku', one has to stand straight and then go for sujood. All these details for daily prayer are applicable for Salat al-Ayat. Now these five ruku'ahs, how to be performed, what to be said? There are two ways. The first way, after the niyat of prayer of ayat or Salat al-Ayat, then Takbirat al-Ihram is recited, Allahu Akbar, and then Surah Al-Ham is recited, and another complete Surah, and then one moves to Ruku', and after the Zikr of Ruku', one stands up, and after each Ruku', Surah Al-Ham and another complete Surah are recited, until one stands up after having recited the Zikr of the fifth Ruku'. And then moves to sajda. Two sajdas are to be performed. Then one must stand up and perform five ruku'ahs, like in the first rak'at, reciting hamd and a complete surah before each ruku'ah. And after the fifth ruku'ah, one must move to sajda and sit still after the second sajda and recite the shahud and salams. So here what you say is that you write Surah Hamd, and for example, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, and you go to ruku', Subhana Rabbiyal Azim wa bihamdih, then after ruku', you say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Sami'a Allahu liman hamidah, mustahab Allahu Akbar, and again recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, till end of Surah Al-Fatiha, and then Qul Huwallahu Ahad, for example, or any another surah, or Inna Anzalna, or Inna A'tana Al-Kawthar, any complete surah. When you finish, you go again to ruku', become the second ruku'. Then after second ruku', you stand and again recite Surah Hamd and a complete surah, and go for ruku', third ruku', again Hamd and complete surah, fourth ruku', and then Hamd and fifth, and one complete surah, and then you go for fifth ruku'. After fifth ruku', you stand and you say, Sami'a Allahu liman hamidah, Allahu Akbar, and you go for sujood. Perform two sajda, and again you stand similarly. So when you complete the surah, then Surah Hamd and complete surah should be recited when you go for ruku'. So that is the way how to be performed. Well, in second rak'at again, five ruku'. with five complete hamd and complete surah, and then sujood, tashahhud and salam. That is one way of performing salatul ayat. The second way is someone wants to offer this prayer in a shorter form. Well, to read Surah Al-Hamd complete, and one complete surah will take time. So if somebody wants to make it in a shorter time, there is another way how to recite Salatul Ayat. He said, then in the first rak'at, after reciting the Surah Al-Hamd, he can divide the surah into five parts, and before each ruku' recite one of the five parts without reciting the Surah Al-Hamd before the other four ruku's of that rak'at, so that the surah will be completed prior to moving to the fifth ruku', and act in the same way in the second rak'at. So here, what we say in the first rak'at, we start تكبيرة الإحرام الله أكبر, then he read سورة الإحرام في الغير المرفوض عليه المنظمين, and for example start with سورة إنا أنزلناه divided into آية by آية. For example, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر, then he go for ركوع, سبحان ربي العظيم وبحمده الله أكبر, وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر, الله أكبر, سبحان ربي العظيم وبحمده, من الله أكبر, ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر, الله أكبر, سبحان ربي العظيم وبحمده, الله أكبر, تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر, الله أكبر, سبحان ربي العظيم وبحمده, الله أكبر, سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر, الله أكبر, سبحان ربي العظيم وبحمده, سمع الله لمن حمده, الله أكبر, and then he goes for sujood. So the ayah إنا أنزلناه to divide it into five parts. At the last time, I mean the fifth, before the fifth ruku', the surah should be completed. I mean, if you choose another longer surah, more than five or six ayahs, whatever it is, then before the fifth ruku', he has to complete one surah, whatever is left. If you start with Surah Al-Baqarah, he should complete Surah Al-Baqarah. If you start with Subbih Asma Rabbika Al-A'la, he should complete all the surah before the fifth ruku'. So this is also another way, which is easier and takes a shorter time to complete. Of course, next, second rak'at, you can do the same. You can do also Surah Al-Hamd, and then you start one ayah of Surah Inna Anzalnah, and again ruku', then we continue from the place where he starts, we continue second ayah, third ayah, fourth ayah, fifth ayah, till you complete the surah, and then go to the tenth ruku', and after tenth ruku', stand straight and go for sujood. This is a second way how it can be performed. Yes, the surah must have five or more ayahs, not less. Or if he completed the surah, this is the third way which is not mentioned here, if the surah is completed in between, then when he stands from the ruku', he should start Surah Hamd and again part or full surah. I mean, he can Surah Qul Inna Anzalnah, for example, he divided it for two ruku's, and if it is completed, then he recites again Surah Hamd, maybe in third or fourth. Before the third or fourth ruku', he recites Surah Hamd and another half of Inna Anzalnah, and then the other half, and so on. So if the surah is completed, then you have to recite Surah Hamd again. If the surah is not completed, then you just need to recite Surah Hamd. That is the general rule.
Then, if
you
have to complete the whole surah in
the
third rak'ah, another one
in the second rak'ah? Yes. In each rak'ah, yes. Full surah should be completed. If the surah, Hamd is a must before the surah, of course, but then after Hamd, one full surah should be completed. Either one full surah, he completed ayah by ayah before each ruku', one ayah, or if it is completed, then he has to recite hamd and surah again. Because once you start the surah, you should recite hamd before it. Yeah, then you start hamd and same or another surah. No, should be completed. Should be completed. Yeah, but you can complete it in one ruku' or in two ruku' or three ruku', whatever it is. But then before the fifth ruku', the surah you are reciting should be completed.
And I can recite more than one ayah in one ruku'.
Yeah, two, three ayahs can be recited. Not necessarily equally divided. Of course here, about reciting قُلُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ. قُلُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ is four ayahs, and بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم is regarded as an ayah becomes five ayahs. According to many of the ulama and according to Ayatollah al-Faizani, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is regarded as the complete ayah. So before قُلُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ, if you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and then you can go for ruku'. You don't think you say قُلُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ. And again, then قُلُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ, and you go to ruku'. Allahu as-Samad, you go to ruku'. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ, you go to ruku'. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ, you go to ruku'. That is possible. Well, some of the ulama say possible less than ayah if the meaning of that ayah is completed by that sentence. I mean, one full sentence of Quran, if you see. Whether one ayah or less than ayah, some of the ulama say possible that the meaning should be complete. But now, about Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, according to Ayatollah Sistani, he doesn't regard Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim as part of every surah. So it is not sufficient to recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you recite Inna Anzalnah, then that is six ayahs with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, then you can recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Inna Anzalnah, fi laylatil qadr. So to cover both the views, you can recite Inna Anzalnah. Then in the first, if Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is an ayah, then you have recited two ayahs. If it is not an ayah, then you have recited one ayah. So that is about Bismillah. Yes. Now issue 275. All the things that are necessary in the five daily prayers also apply to the ayat prayer. So now we have ahkam of daily prayer are same as ahkam of ayat prayer. Now ahkam means ruku' is rukun. If it is intentionally or unintentionally added, instead of five ruku'ah, you went to six ruku'ah, you have done six ruku'ah, then your prayer is invalid. If you have doubt about first and second rak'ah, since doubt in first, between first and second is batil, then the prayer is invalid. So on, you know, about other ahkams, the amount of ruku'ah, the conditions of sujood, and the conditions of masjid, and the cloth, and all other ahkams, of taharat, of the cloth, of the place, all are the same. Issue 276. It is mustahab while standing before moving to each ruku' and after straightening from each ruku' to recite Allahu Akbar. So after ruku' Subhana Rabbi al-Azim wa bihamdih, say Allahu Akbar, and then you recite وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ, for example. And also before going through, you say Allahu Akbar, and you go to the court and say Subhana Rabbi al-Azimi wa bihamdi. And it is mustahab after straightening from the fifth ruku' of both rak'ahs to say Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. So Sami'a Allahu liman hamida is after the fifth and after the tenth ruku'. Now about qunut. Qunut here is mustahab to be done after the second ruku' and fourth ruku and sixth ruku and eighth ruku and tenth ruku. According to some of the ulama, see second ruku, like you when you recite, for example, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. And then you go to ruku, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْعَظِيمِ وَالْحَمْدُ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي العظيم وبحمده. ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. سبحان ربي العظيم وبحمده. ينزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجهم. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي العظيم وبحمده. سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. وبعدين سبحان ربي العظيم وبحمده. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله اكبر. So this is how to be performed after before the second ركوع or fourth ركوع. Some of the ulama say qunut can be performed before the fifth and before the tenth ركوع. According to Ayatollah Abu al-Faygani, he said before the fifth ruku' may not be mustahab, but it might be done once before the tenth ruku' in the second rak'ah before the tenth ruku'. That is accepted. Issue 277. If one learns of the eclipse of the sun or the moon, and during the eclipse does not perform the prayer, one has committed a sin and must perform the prayer as a shabah. And if one learns of the eclipse and until the end of the eclipse forgets to perform the prayer, then the prayer must be performed as qadah. You see, this one what's more contradicting of what he said before, that it should be to observe one's duty about eclipse. Actually, in the Persian, Tawbih al-Nasai, he said about the eclipse, if the time has passed, then it should be performed as qada. You see, well, maybe the what he meant there at the beginning, what is said here, if there is time to offer the prayer, a time of eclipse, if there is enough time to offer the prayer, and one has delayed it, till the eclipse is over, then he has to offer the prayer as qadha, because the time was there and he has not offered the prayer on time, because the time of it is a time of the eclipse, it has a time. But if there is time to pray only half rak'at, there is no time, or one rak'at, even one rak'at is not sufficient. If it is one rak'at is allowed, it becomes adha. But even less than one rak'at. So now, here is what he should say, whatever is my duty, adha or khada. So maybe what he meant at the beginning of the mas'ala, which he referred to observe of one's duty, is when there is no time. Not if he intentionally delays it till the time is over. Because for eclipse there is a time, and it should be prayed on time, otherwise it is qada. Yeah. Now the time, as we say, if the eclipse starts, then the time is started, and has to be prayed on that time as soon as possible. Now if somebody delays it till eclipse is over, then it becomes qada.
Well, it looks same here, though it was ihtiyatan, but either his ihtiyat has been changed, or what he meant there, that when there was no time for praying, the eclipse was for a short time, or when he knew about the eclipse, if there is a short time, even one rak'at was not sufficient to pray, less than one rak'at. Then he don't know, it's neither adhan or qada, he say ma fi dhimmi. Yeah, no, if one rak'at comes on time, then it is the prayer is ada, not qada. If one rak'at on time and the second rak'at is outside the time, of course he continues the prayer, not to cut it. But if he can offer one rak'at, then his prayer is ada. The same in morning prayer. If you have for sunrise only 1 minute, for example, and you can complete one rak'at, and sunrise starts, the second rak'at is after sunrise, still your niyat is ada, not qada. Because if one rak'at is on time, it is ada. If during issue 278, if during the time of an eclipse one does not become aware of it, and later one learns of it, then if it was a total eclipse, it is wajib that the qada be performed, and if a partial eclipse, it is not wajib. Now sometimes eclipse happens, not everybody is aware of it. People are not looking usually to sky to see if there is eclipse or not, and they are occupied either at home or in business or you are sleeping or whatever it is. Now after a few hours when the eclipse is over, he realized that there was eclipse. Everybody tells him that there was eclipse, he was not aware of it. Now is it wajib for him to offer prayer or not? He said it's different. If the eclipse of the sun or of the moon was a total eclipse, then it is wajib to perform qada of Salat al-Ayat. If the eclipse was partial, not total, then qada is not wajib because he was not aware of it. Issue 279, if one of the signs other than a solar or lunar eclipse occurs, like an earth tremor and such like, and one does not learn about it until after it has happened, the essential ihtiyat is to perform the prayer immediately after one learns about it. Now here, it differs from the solar or lunar eclipse, or it simulates the total eclipse. If the earthquake happens and somebody was not aware of it, if later on they tell him that there was an earthquake, then he has to perform Salat al-Ayat immediately after he hears and he confirms that. I mean, he's sure that what the people are relating to him is right. Issue 280, the Ayat prayer is wajib on the people who are in the town in which the cause of the Ayat prayer being wajib occurred. So only for those people in that town or in that locality where the ayah happened, it is wajib for them to offer the prayer. And on people who are in other towns, it is not wajib unless they are connected to that town in such a way that both are termed as one place. If they are very near towns or linked to each other, or if it is a mahalla, it's a bear of that town, so they are said as one town, then it becomes wajib. Otherwise, for people in other place, it is not wajib to perform ayat prayer if it is not occurring in their locality. Issue 281, if at the moment the cause of the ayat prayer being wajib occurs, a woman is ha'id or in a state of nifas, she must not perform the prayer in that state, but after she has become clean, according to essential ihtiyat, she must perform the prayer with neither the intention of ada nor of qada. Now for women at her cycle or nifas, because it is haram for her to do any prayer, Salat al-Ayat is haram for her, or like Salat al-Yawmiyyah,
she cannot offer the prayer, but then after she becomes clean, she has to offer the prayer. Now she offers the prayer with the intention of Ada or Khaba. Well, again, it is neither Ada nor Khaba. She offers the prayer as to whatever is her duty that is known by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, if somebody is not aware, and few people tell him that there is eclipse, if he gets assurance about what they say, and he is not offering the prayer of ayat, and later on it was known that what the people told him, though he did not believe them, but that was right. So here, if it was a total eclipse, then he should offer a prayer of ayat. While for ihtiyat or mustahab, recommended ihtiyat, even if it was partial eclipse, he should pray salat al-ayat. Of course, for ihtiyat mustahab, because, I mean, he was not aware. Now, telling a few people if that will not make him satisfied is not a hujjah shar'iyya. That is why, I mean, is regarded as someone who was not aware of it. So that is the thing. Now, if he is aware, of course, he has to offer the prayer. If he prays Salatul Ayat and later on he realized that his prayer was batil, was not correct, then he has to pray it again. If it is on time, then if it is Ada, it is after time, then he has to pray it as Qada. Now, if somebody has doubt about ruku' of Salatul Ayat, not rak'at, ruku', if he has doubt about rak'at, first or second rak'at, then the prayer is batil. But if he has doubt about ruku', this is the fourth ruku' or fifth ruku', is it the third or fourth ruku'? Now, if he cannot make up his mind, then he has to have intention of the lesser ruku'. And between 3 and 4 he said, well, it is a 3, because the 3 is definite, 4 is not definite. So he has the intention that it is the 3rd ruku', for example, and he completes the 4th and 5th. And because he did not know, of course, if in knowledge of Allah it was 4 and then becomes 6 total, and 1 ruku' is extra, because he was not aware of it at all, and later on also he did not get aware, then that is okay. But if after finishing the prayer he was sure that his doubt was in, his condition was mistake, it was not 10, he was definite that it was 4, but he prayed it 10 naturally, because now he is sure one rukun is added, his prayer becomes invalid. If he remains on his doubt, his prayer is okay, because it was doubt between 3rd and 4th ruku' and he regard as 3rd, or between 2nd and 3rd he regard as 2nd ruku', and so on. والحمد لله رب العالمين.